I know Ralph McAllister is busting to go. He's been reading Barbara Ewing's 1 Minute Crying Time. Good morning, Ralph.
What a wonderful way to segue into Barbara Ewing. She's a historical novelist, of course, New Zealander. She's written 9 novels. She's an established professional actress, born in New Zealand, commutes between England and New Zealand constantly. And here she is now writing her memoir as an adolescent and young adult called 1 Minute Crying Time. Beautiful title, Catherine, because I didn't know that in the 50s, of course, telephone calls to Europe were so expensive. 3 minutes maximum, £5 a minute. But they were given, the operators, telephone operators, a minute where they could allow for, without charging, for the tears that might be conveyed across the world. Hence the title, 1 Minute Crying Time. It's a lovely, lovely image, isn't it? So anyway, here we go. It's a memoir taken from Barbara's diaries, which were written in the 50s and 60s, about 2,400 of them. I want to come back to that about editing. But first, I must tell you, I felt as if it was a biography or a comment on my own life, because everything that seemed to come up in the pages when I'm reading it touched me deeply in terms of the fact that Sally Garland was Barbara's best friend, and she was one of my best friends. Peggy Garland, Sally's redoubtable mother, who was the first cousin of Patrick White, Peggy taught Barbara her first sex education lessons quite informally, because her mother, Barbara's mother, was just so hopeless at anything like that. And Peggy didn't teach me a sex education lessons, but she did sit me down in her garden and forced me to read the whole of The Lord of the Rings over a weekend in the early 60s. So I have that memory about Barbara's friendships and Barbara's determination to become conversant in Maori language. She failed part of a history degree. I did the same. She fell in love with a Maori. I did the same. There's so many memories that are being provoked in me that I think I should have a subtitle saying this applied to Ralph as well. Anyway, the major worry I have about the book, and I'm sorry to have to be a bit negative about it, because there are many, many people who will want to read this as an evocation of the 50s and early 60s. It reminds us of that grim, wonderful time to be in New Zealand, where you saw notices on the windows of boarding houses, no dogs, no children, no Maori. And I remember feeling consternation of the extreme level, because I couldn't understand why there was this sort of prejudice. Barbara got rid of that prejudice very quickly. She had to enroll at university in Auckland to learn Maori language, and she was determined also to become an actress, finally. But unfortunately, the tedium sets in, excuse me, with the mother, because she has this tempestuous relationship with her mother, and it goes on and on in terms of the book itself, when a bit of very judicious cutting would have made it much more accessible for people like me. It's just too much. It's helped her diaries. She quotes as many as she wants. It's interspersed with jumping to the future and talking briefly about people like Paul Scofield, whom she worked with, Jack Palance, and many, many other famous and good actors and actresses. But the whole thing doesn't really hold my attention, simply because it just is so repetitive in its structure. It's so repetitive in its... it's just... I don't know, I just can't quite put my finger on, despite all the wonderful things in it. It's a memoir. It's not an autobiography. I so much wish that Barbara would sit down now and do a complete autobiography. I think she'd learn from her own experience in terms of editing that there's a lot to be said for more is less. And that's how I would finish with 1 minute crying time. It's got so many things in it. Maria Dronka, her idol, made her determined to become an actress. Her study of women, her study of the Maori language, all that is just is just so exciting. But finally, I'm sorry. I hope adolescent women, particularly, and young women, might find a great deal in this.
Thank you, Ralph. Thanks very much. Ralph McAllister has reviewed 1 Minute Crying Time by Barbara Ewing, published by Massey University Press. $40 the price.